ඔබ SBS සිංහල ගුවන් විදිලිය සමකෙන්.
As you know, after Cyclone Ditwa, Sri Lanka faced several flooding affecting thousands of families across the country. During this challenging time, many foreigners who were either living in or visiting Sri Lanka stepped forward to assist with rescue and relief efforts. Among them, we heard about an Australian who has been living in Sri Lanka for several years and went above and beyond by arranging rescue boats, coordinating stranded civilians and sourcing essential food and medicine. We are fortunate to be in touch with him, and he has kindly agreed to share his experience with our audience. This is Thomas Cornish, also known as Tom. He's originally from Queensland, Australia, but now spends most of his time living in Sri Lanka. Hi, Tom. Welcome to SBS Sinhala.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. Kasapa. Appreciate you reaching out.
Could you tell us about your experience during the cyclone and what motivated you to step forward and help with the relief work?
Yeah, as you know, Sri Lanka was devastated by Cyclone Ditwa. Just substantial damage. I've never seen such devastation, to be honest, in my entire life. It's still, there's a lot of images that come up, that are quite haunting. And there are, you know, people that I know of who we were unable to get help to in time. But basically, I myself was actually hit by a flood in Australia after COVID. In 2022, in northern New South Wales, there was massive flooding. That was in my town of Moowoolumbah. So we got flooded. We helped a lot of people and everybody kind of came through us. And the idea is basic. You just want to identify the needs of the people and then actually deliver those needs to them where they need to go. We won a federal government award for the work that we did from the Resilience Australia. And I basically felt a duty and a right to try and do something to help in Sri Lanka, given A, that I knew that it had happened, and B, I was there at the time. And so we did the same, but as I said, the devastation in Sri Lanka was beyond our belief. So there is actually something that was developed by a citizen in Sri Lanka, and basically it allowed people to report that they needed evacuation or they needed food and water, and they were trapped in different locations. And so we started a volunteer centre. Volunteers started coming in. We started tracking that and basically trying to service as many people as we could. We basically put a fundraising up, tried to get money, which we spent to buy boats. We bought boats. We hired boats from local fishermen. So we got a lot of the fishermen in Dehiwala. We got their boats and we just sent them in different locations with these trucks that we hired and put volunteers on those boats. But yeah, we managed to save over 100 people. That was in the direct response. That was just around Colombo with the floods. And then, you know, 500 to 1,000 people indirectly by giving them those key resources from the flooding. So whether they were stuck and we had to send a boat out and deliver them food and rations, or whether we were actually taking people from their current locations, taking them to dry land and to safety. We've actually spent over $10,000 on key medical supplies for the district hospitals. We got lists from them, and then we've gone out on various different, you know, missions to different places to give what we can. But again, this is not just me doing this work, obviously. This is, you know, hundreds to thousands of different volunteers who are volunteering their time, and all of the donations that are flowing in through Manasat Dharana and then through us and back out again.
That's truly inspiring, and thank you for your service, Tom. Could you also tell us a little about your background and what do you do in Sri Lanka?
I'm actually an engineer. I'm a civil engineer with a master's in renewable energy, and I've worked for, you know, tier one contractors in Australia, multi-million dollar projects, multi-billion dollar projects. I've been going to and from Sri Lanka for over 10 years now. It was back in 2017 that I went there and opened up a business that's called TukTukRental.com, which is a social business that helps Sri Lankan tuk-tuk drivers and owners earn extra income. We do that by renting their vehicles from them And then we give those vehicles to foreigners, and the foreigners self-drive those vehicles over Sri Lanka while we kind of play the middleman role and provide different support and services for those foreigners when they're on the ground. That business grew much bigger than I ever would have thought. We actually have over 800 vehicles now, which is unbelievable. And we're supporting over, therefore, 800 families across Sri Lanka in all different regions of Sri Lanka. And we've given over $3.5 million directly into their pockets since we started operating.
So what is it about Sri Lanka that made you stay for such a long time?
My feeling is that Sri Lankan people are actually very similar to Australian people. We seem to be pretty laid back. We get along with things with a smile on our face. We have similar humor. Sri Lanka is obviously an island nation, a very much smaller island than Australia, but Australia is still an island nation. And then, you know, the landscapes and the biodiversity, you know, the beaches to the mountains, as well as those people, I think are really something special. So that's why I've been there for a long time. And that's why I will continue to go back. And I would encourage anyone who's thinking about a holiday to go to Sri Lanka and help support them, especially given the devastation that's happened in the country. So it would be great if you could go there and spend your money and help them get back on the route to recovery as soon as they can.
That was Tom Cornish. And thank you, Tom, for sharing your inspiring story. And thank you for your voluntary service in Sri Lanka. And I appreciate you talking to SBS Sinhala.
My pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
SBS.
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 ලයික් කරන්න, ෂෙයා කරන්න, අදහස් ප්‍රකාශ කරන්න SBS සිංහල Facebook පිටුව follow කරන්න.